First came the book, Brace for Impact. Surviving the Crash of the Industrial World. Then came the website, The Daily Impact, chronicling the crash of the industrial world. And now, The Daily Impact, the podcast. Is there anything Americans care less about than species extinction? It's as if their house were on fire, but they continue to watch TV because A, they don't need that stuff in the garage anyway, and B, it'll probably go out by itself before it gets to the living room, C, it's not their job to fight fires, and D, if it was really important, it would be on television. Now that the fire has reached the living room, that is, impending extinctions are a direct threat to the human food supply, Americans are at last responding. They're turning up the TV. I wrote here recently in The Silence of the Bees about the ongoing devastation of the bee populations of America and Europe, which threatens crops that require pollination and provide about one-third of our food supply. Meanwhile, another plague with some eerie similarities is laying waste the bat populations of the northeastern United States. Like the bees' colony collapse disorder, the bat's white-nose syndrome has flickered occasionally across the magic flat-screen mirror on the wall, chiefly to give anchors the opportunity to display sophomoric humor. Surely, the death of a few of these critters and the concern of the people who crawl around the floors of filthy caves to count the bodies have nothing to do with us. Last week, the cave crawlers, who are in fact serious scientists, published their latest rigorous estimates of the number of bats to have succumbed to this mysterious disease. Not a few. Nearly 7 million. 7 times their previous estimate made in 2009. Patiently, the scientists explain when asked that there is indeed a human connection, a reason to believe that our living room is beginning to smolder. Bats, it turns out, are nature's way of keeping insect populations, the ones that eat our crops and us, in check. A bat can eat its body weight in bugs every night. Those who don't really care about the respite that gives growing crops should be reminded of this. The bat's diet includes mosquitoes, which still kill more humans every year than any other creature. Smell the smoke yet? White nose syndrome, the name that induces giggles in ignorant TV anchors, derives from the fact that what is killing the bats is a fungus that destroys their skin and membranes, leaving behind a white, powdery substance on their muzzles, ears, and wings. By the time it appears on their noses, they are usually dead. Although scientists know what is killing the bats, they don't know any more about why than they do about the bees' distress. European bats have the same fungus, but do not succumb to it. Why has it turned into a raging killer in the United States? We have no idea. Now this epidemic, first observed in a cave near Albany, New York, has spread throughout the Northeast and into the Midwest. 7 million dead. According to Mylia Bayless, speaking for Bat Conservation International in Austin, Texas, we're watching a potential extinction event on the order of what we experienced with bison and passenger pigeons. And if this array of facts does not persuade that it is time to turn off the flat screen and try to find a fire extinguisher, consider one more unnerving fact. White nose syndrome first came to our attention at almost exactly the same time, the winter of 2006 and 7, as did colony collapse disorder. Coincidence? I had a friend once, a police detective who spent most of his life figuring out why bad things happen to bad people. What he learned, he told me over and over, is that there is no such thing as a coincidence. It's getting kind of hard to see the TV in all this smoke. For more current news about the ongoing crash of the industrial world, read The Daily Impact on the web at www.dailyimpact.net. You can also find out more about or even buy the book Brace for Impact there or at Amazon.com. For now, this is Tom Lewis reminding you, brace for impact.